Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about health care and updating how we deal with hospital mergers in our state. What is going on with House Bill 1460?
Well, it's been a very busy week in Harrisburg, and we had the opportunity to vote on a lot of different bills. And one very important bill was dealing with healthcare access, and specifically a bill that would increase oversight of certain hospital mergers and acquisitions. Certainly, this is a bill that I think is a step in the right direction. We have a lot of healthcare challenges in rural PA, and folks here in our area realize that the challenges that we've had. We've been fighting for rural healthcare access for a very long time. We've dealt with reductions in services at local hospitals. We've dealt with our maternity care desert, where you have a 7-county region where you can't deliver a baby, which is very challenging in rural PA. House Bill 1460 would create the Health System Protection Act, and it would require action on the part of the state's attorney general when mergers or acquisitions involve for-profit hospitals. I believe that nonprofit facilities should also be included in this bill. We had an amendment that would have included them, but it was not adopted and was tabled at the last minute. I still consider this measure to be a positive step in our ongoing efforts to address healthcare challenges all across the Commonwealth. And I can tell you that I'm going to continue fighting for healthcare access in rural PA.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is action with the committee you are the chair of. That's the Energy Committee. I understand you had a couple of hearings this week. What did you learn?
Well, the House Energy Committee that I serve as Republican chairman held two public hearings this week. It was a two-part hearing on one particular bill that's in the governor's lightning package. It's House Bill 502. This bill would create the Reliable Energy Siting and Electric Transmission Board. It's called the RESET Board. And this board would deal with large energy projects in the state. In fact, it would create a central authority in state government to consider and approve applications for large, reliable energy generating facilities. And on the surface, there would appear to be some benefit from this board, because certainly streamlining government, cutting red tape are things that I've pushed for a very long time. The problem with the proposal is it would cut out any local input from such decisions. And the first thing that comes to mind for me is the mentality that the state knows best, very problematic, and most often not in the best interest of our communities. For example, you could have a very large wind energy project proposed in your community, and with this RESET board, local governments would have no authority in the process of considering where these projects are located. I advocated at the meeting that this local input is vitally important. Local officials know their communities better than the state does, and so the hearing was informative. The first hearing, we had a panel of local government officials that were very much in opposition to the bill. The second hearing was a panel of industry folks that were very much in favor of the bill. So a lot of great information at both hearings this week.
And finally, Representative, Flag Day this Saturday. What are we celebrating?
Well, Saturday, June 14th commemorates the adoption of the United States flag. Since 1916, by proclamation of President Woodrow Wilson, this date has been marked as Flag Day, and congressional legislation designating the date as National Flag Day was signed into law by President Truman in 1949. From 13 stars to 50, the American flag has been a symbol of freedom and liberty throughout the world.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with your state representative, Martin Causer.